From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon told President Bush today at the White House that his country will continue to build a security barrier that cuts into the West Bank. The Palestinian people strongly object to what Sharon refers to as a fence, saying it takes more of their land and makes their lives more difficult. President Bush also opposes the fence as an obstacle to U.S. efforts to move forward with a new peace initiative known as the Roadmap. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
4 days ago, with Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas at his side at the White House, President Bush called the security barrier a problem. Sharon, after his meeting with Mr. Bush today, acknowledged the president's concerns. Sharon said that the Israelis will try to minimize the impact of the fence on the Palestinian people. President Bush said he understands how sensitive the issue of security is to Israelis, but he suggested today there is a better way to enhance security.
The most effective campaign to enhance the security of Israel, as well as the security of peace-loving people in the Palestinian territories, is to get after organizations such as Hamas, the terrorist organizations that create the conditions where peace won't exist. And therefore, I would hope that in the long term, a fence would be irrelevant.
Prime Minister Abbas has pledged to halt Palestinian violence against Israelis. For the most part, he has succeeded thus far. He convinced militants to agree to a limited 3-month ceasefire. But Sharon today gave the Palestinians little credit.
We are thankful for every hour of increased quiet and less terrorism, and for every drop of blood that is spared. At the same time, we are concerned that this welcome quiet will be shattered any minute as a result of the continued existence of terror organizations which the Palestinian Authority is doing nothing to eliminate or dismantle.
Sharon noted that his government has offered to free some 500 of its thousands of Palestinian prisoners and to pull its forces back from more Palestinian territory. He said Israel also will remove illegal settlement outposts from Palestinian land. And Sharon pledged to do more if the Palestinian Authority would break up militant organizations that attack Israelis. President Bush also says Mahmoud Abbas must go after the Palestinian militants, but Abbas says that to do so now would cause a civil war. Analyst David Makovsky with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy says President Bush used his meetings with both Sharon and Abbas, who also goes by the name Abu Mazen, to encourage each leader to confront those among his own people who oppose the peace process.
Both sides enjoy the fruits of the ceasefire, Israelis and Palestinians, but the harder part is taking on your own tough opponents, and that people can find reason and shyness not to do. I think what the president was trying to do was to basically urge both of these leaders, Abu Mazen on Friday, Sharon today, to take that next step.
Stephen Cohen, a national scholar with the Israel Policy Forum, says President Bush has done a good job of articulating what both sides need to do under the first phase of the roadmap. The question now, Cohen says, is how far the president will go to push the process forward.
What is going to be the presidential plan that he's going to put forward for the middle game? So what we have now is we have the chess opening, and we know what the final stage is going to be, but we have the middle game still to be played.
The president doesn't have much time to consider the matter. The ceasefire that Prime Minister Abbas negotiated with Palestinian militants is fragile, and it expires in October. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.